insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you once again to our program. And inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with deeper understanding this time of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُم بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُم بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُم بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
If you remember, we were discussing verse 75, but in order to understand verse 76, I need to briefly go over that and say that these past verses we've been discussing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Bani Israel, and starting from verse 75, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started addressing His Prophet regarding Bani Israel and not Bani Israel directly. What happened was Bani Israel had moved to Medina. We know in history they were not actually residents of Medina prior to this decision that they made. In other words, they did not originate in Medina or around Medina. They moved down to Medina for the purpose of being able to be disciples of the last prophet that was promised in their books. Now, before the Prophet moved to Medina, the Jews and the Jewish tribes, from the viewpoint and perspective of the mushrikeen and the disbelievers in God, these people were actually supporters of the Holy Prophet. They were considered supporters of the Holy Prophet because the mushrikeen would go and speak to them regarding issues that they had about the teachings of the Holy Prophet. And they would see that these people, although they haven't seen the Prophet, they have signs that had been revealed to the previous prophets that indicated this person is actually the Prophet. So the hope was that once the Prophet moved to Medina, that he would actually have a good number of supporters, which were the Jewish tribes. However, when the Holy Prophet moved to Medina, we saw that that changed. So the verse said that, "Are you then eager that they should believe you?" And then it mentioned the verse 75. It mentioned a very important point and said, "Someone, these people," okay, referring to Bani Israel, and some of them, obviously, we mentioned a number of times. Doesn't mean every single one of these people in these tribes, but some of the Bani Israel, they were the ones that actually knowingly and willingly distorted and deviated and altered the message that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the prophets. They knew exactly what they were doing. The message was revealed. They understood it fully, yet they distorted it, knowing that they're actually distorting it. In other words, sometimes people could change something unwillingly. They're explaining something because of their misunderstanding of it. That misunderstanding could either be an understanding the content of the message exactly how it is, right? I misunderstand that. And when I explain that, I'm explaining something different than what the prophets have said. But the reason behind it isn't that I'm willingly and knowingly trying to distort the message. I just have a misunderstanding of that. Sometimes I don't have a misunderstanding. I have a proper understanding of what the message is. But then in explaining it, in trying to explain what I've understood, I have some shortcomings. I don't know how to express myself very well, and that's why there's misunderstandings of what I've said, and what I've said is actually not exactly what was revealed to the prophets. But sometimes I would understand exactly what the message is and know exactly what I'm doing, and that is to change what the prophets have sent. That's what the verse says. These people were such that they made this type of alteration. So there's no expectation from such people to believe in your message. Another point, continuing from that point that starts from verse 76, and what we just mentioned up till now was a pretext to it, is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Some of the people from the Jewish tribes in Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals what is in their heart. It says, when they meet the believers and the faithful, they say, "We believe." And when they are alone with one another, the other Jews, they say, "Do you recount to them what Allah has revealed to you so that they may argue with you therewith before your Lord? Do you not apply reason?" There's two points that are mentioned here regarding some of the people in these tribes. These are the verses referring to the smarter ones, the ones that, you know, felt a little smarter and tried to play the role that, okay, let's gain as much benefit as possible. The Prophet has moved to Medina. He's established a government. The power is with him. Everyone likes him. Everyone supports him. And these are people that are not actually inside the city of Medina, so they need to play the right cards just to make sure they have their status in society. So what happens is that when they're coming around the faithful people, what are they going to say? They're going to say, "We believe." They're going to act like they have come to believe in the message that the Prophet is explaining and propagating. Yet, when they meet up with the other Jewish people in their tribes, they reveal themselves and that they don't have any faith actually in what the Prophet is propagating. So that's one thing. In other words, the spirit of hypocrisy. In other words, it's following that same line that you expect such people to believe. This is how they are. They are hypocrites. They show that they believe. They portray themselves as believers, but they're not really believers. Now, these same people, another thing that's mentioned in this verse regarding them is that when they get together with the other Jewish people, they tell them, "Why are you telling those who believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are you telling him about what was revealed to you in your books? What's the background? What's the story behind this?" What was happening according to a narration, and the verse actually tells us that there's a background story behind this, and that narration kind of helps us understand this. It says that the pretext in which this verse was revealed, the context in which this verse was revealed, was this, that some of the Jewish people, they were not as smart as others. They were not as, you know, as tricky as others to try to, you know, play as believers and then play otherwise when they're not with the faithful, with those who believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they weren't very smart about what to reveal and what not to reveal. So what they would do was that they would go and speak to the faithful people. And now, I need to explain or mention a verse for the I don't know how manyth time in this program, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Baqarah, we will come to the verse, that يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, those who had the Old Testament or the New Testament, the Christians and the Jews, the information they had regarding the Holy Prophet gave such a vivid description of the Holy Prophet that their knowledge of who this prophet was, it was like them knowing their own children. How well does a person know his or her own child? Very well, obviously. So that verse says that's how well they knew their prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the verse, keeping that point in mind, they have a lot of vivid description. So what these, let's call them unwise Jews for now, what they would do was that they would go and speak to the Muslimin, to the Muslims, about some of those descriptions, and that would strengthen the faith of the believers. All right, this was what was happening. Then the other Jews, the smarter, would turn back to the less smart ones, the unwise Jews, and say, why are you doing that? Why are you telling the Muslims about what God has revealed to you regarding your prophet? Now, what's the reasoning behind that? Let me finish this first, and then I'll get to the reasoning if we get in this session, if not in the following session. They wanted to ban, okay, and keep the people in their tribes, the Jewish people who had that information, to actually reveal what they had regarding the Holy Prophet from their previous text, from the scripture that they had from their religion, okay, which proves and backs up the claim of the Holy Prophet, that he's claiming that he is a messenger and has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide mankind. When you get information from scripture that is so many centuries, over 1,000 years old, okay, that scripture describes this person so well that strengthens your faith regarding this person. It backs it up, all right? So what these smarter Jews were doing was to keep that from happening. That's one reason probably why I did it. There's a interesting explanation that they say themselves in this verse that seems like I would have to explain in the next session. Hopefully you'll join us on that, and we will talk about that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.